Well, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winrow II coming to you live out of Alaska. And I'm telling you what, we got a shocker last night. We had real super loud thunder for about 30 seconds, like I used to get back in Kansas, and it rained like a cow. We went on a flat rock for a little bit. Don't see that up here normally in Alaska. Probably that global warming. I've got to get one of those idiots to call, because I'm sure it's global warming, or it's probably, maybe it's Trump's fault. Can't make this stuff up anymore. I don't know. Well, I'm going to talk about some amazing stuff today. By the way, I did get my homepage started. It's AlaskaMinuteman.com. And the back part of it for the people, our list members, is not, it's there, but it won't be working for a while, because I'm getting familiar with WordPress, and I can only have videos of about 8 minutes long. I got to find a place, because I don't want to go to YouTube, because some of the stuff I'm going to be doing will be censored, because I'm going to have a Believe It or Not page, and I'm going to talk about some of that stuff today. You just can't make this stuff up anymore. I mean, it's like the Matrix. We're in the Matrix. There is a shadow government, or whatever you want to call it. It's not even a government. And we're under the control of Congress. And I can prove it. You think you got constitutional courts? There's no federal constitutional courts except the Supreme Court of the United States. There are no state constitutional courts. You know why? There's no election for any public officers in the several states. They print this stuff. The only elections that happen every year all across are only for federal offices, federal offices. And they aren't even in constitutional ones. You know why? Because only citizens of the United States can vote. And a citizen of the United States has no right of the elective franchise or the right of suffrage. Those, the pristine folks in D.C., are qualified electors. Are we qualified electors out here? No. We volunteer for it because there's nothing else, and we don't know no better. Our republic's been overthrown. If I'm a citizen of the United States, I don't have a right to a constitutional court. It's not in the Constitution of the United States. If I'm a citizen of the United States, I have no right to taxation without representation. Those idiots in D.C. have, I don't know, five or six Supreme Court cases. They can't get it through their thick skull. You, Bubba, don't have that right. It's not in the Constitution of the United States. Congress is supposed to look to, but you don't have that right. They can't get it through their thick skull. The Constitution of the United States is a union of the several states. Several states. They just tried to make it a state back in D.C. I got to find that here because I just got home from breakfast, because I'm going to talk about Trump's tax Supreme Court. You can't make this stuff up anymore. Does nobody read? That's what I'm going to do, is to put this stuff out, the main part of it, of some of this most current stuff on my homepage with the facts and the law. And you make up your own mind. Not my opinion. My opinion isn't worth spit. It isn't. People can listen to me if I have, if I can back it up. I deal in facts. I deal in their stuff. And the stuff that I'm reading, I just, like I said, I'm just in shock. There's nobody read this stuff. You sit and scratch your head. I got to find this here, because they passed a H.R. 51 in the District of Columbia. They want to become a state. A state. Is that good or bad? I'll find the thing here where I sent this out. A state. Well, guess what? In the Northwest Ordinances, every one of the person that wants to become one of the several states has to come in on an equal footing with the original states in all respects whatsoever. All of them. Did they do that?
No.
Can we prove it? Yes. I sent out an email on this on the state of California. You see, the several states are supposed to join the union by an act by the Congress inviting them in. After the Civil War sometime, and I don't know when, I think it changed around 1900, the states were coming in by presidential proclamation. There's no authority for it. They just do it. Because nobody objects. But this is California back in 1850, September 9th. The state of California shall be one and hereby declared to be one, comma, of the United States of America and admitted into the Union on an equal footing with the original states in all respects whatsoever. All respects whatsoever. Wouldn't it seem logical if you're going to have a union that if you came in later, you should have all of the same benefits as the original states, which are called the several states? I would think so. Seems logical to me. The Northwest Ordinance is where this comes from, 1787. And this is down in Section 13. They're talking about here for extending the fundamental principles of civil and religious liberty, which form the basis whereupon these republics, their laws and constitutions are erected to fix and establish those principles as the basis of all laws, constitution, and governments which forever hereafter shall be formed in said territory to provide also for the establishment of states and the permanent government thereof, and for their admission to share in the federal councils on an equal footing with the original states at as early periods as may be consistent with the general interest. That's where it comes from. Is that important? Alaska came in on an equal footing with the other states. I just changed one word. These people at the Constitutional Convention in Alaska are dumber than a rock. They were being run by a couple of shyster lawyers, like most of the stuff that's going on. What did they do? How do they do that? They get them all together in the Constitutional Convention and they go, oh, we're going to have the common law, we're going to have this, we're going to have this, we're going to have that. And then at the last moment, the lawyer gets up and says, we have a few technical legal word changes that need to be made. So they go through a whole laundry list of them without explaining the purpose. And the sheep, yay, that's a good thing. I don't have a damn clue what the hell just happened. And they voted for it. So what do you get when you get to come in equal footing with the other states? Well, let's see. You get a constitution that has no external amendments. Most states have already swapped over to that if you go look now. No external amendments because it's a constitution called a charter, like for a corporation. It's a corporate entity. That's the first thing you look for. Guess what else we don't get? We don't get counties. The one in District Columbia was not going to have a county. Why would I want a county? Why would I want a county? Oh, I think there's probably a couple of reasons why I want a county. I'm going to look it up here. Why would I want a county? You know why? Because it's something called a sheriff. You get a sheriff. Would a sheriff be a good thing? Well, I don't know. I kind of think sheriffs are a good thing. And what would I get over a sheriff versus what they're doing now in, like in New York? Guess what? Because a sheriff is a peace officer. He works for the people, amongst other things. I got to find the definition here so I don't quote it wrong. He has to put up a bond. He's supposed to put up a bond of his own stuff so that that there keeps him honest. But he works for the people as a peace officer. He is not a law enforcement officer. What's a law enforcement officer? They're not lying. They're making you, they're enforcing you to do something that they want you to do. It says here, the chief executive and administrative officer of a county being chosen by popular election. He is the chief conservator of the peace within the territory, jurisdiction. And he is the highest form of law. In Wyoming, there was an IRS sheriff up there, took an IRS bunch of federal folks and told him, get out of here. I tried to get those documents and get a hold of him. And boy, all hell, he couldn't get the documents. They said they were sealed. The sheriffs could tell all these people, take a hike. You don't get that equal footing with the other states. You get law enforcement officers that work at the, what, bidding of the governor, pleasure of the governor, or the mayor. Like New York, look what de Blasio's doing. He is, you couldn't go at it any better if you wanted to destroy the city, a city like New York. He cuts out 600 undercover people that are, goes into high crime thing area. Just demolishing. Takes out $1 billion budget. We don't need them police officers out there. I love watching them have water thrown on them and Molotov cocktails. We just stand there. They're going to get to like Baltimore did on that Gray deal. You know what the cops are going to do? May I handcuff you? Oh, you don't want to be handcuffed? Okay, take off. We'll see you. Well, if I was a cop, I'd say, hell with it. Stupid people don't want any law. Great, do it. I'll just take my wages and sit here and enjoy it. Until, like in the Declaration of Independence, it gets so bad, maybe they'll wake up. I don't know. They're sacrificing their own children. And they don't care. My little girl, my little boy got killed. What do you suppose did that? You voted Democrat. You're getting what you asked for. Wake up. A few of them I see on Tucker Carlson, they don't have a clue why it's happening. Well, they shouldn't be doing this to me. That's right. If you had a brain between your two ears, get your brain out of your tush and wake up. You can't wake up, Democrats. Most of them are like they're either possessed by demons or they're just damn evil. And then we got a whole bunch of rhinos that are joining in there too. I'm telling you, but the Democratic Party is the part of Satan, is the party of Satan. How would I know that? If you will kill unborn children up to the time of live birth, and even after they are born, set them on a table and go over and say, "Hey, Mama, what do you think? That child over there, should we just let it die? What do you think?" Moloch would love you in the Bible. He loves sacrificing children. What do you think? Nah, I don't want that children. Too much trouble. I just enjoy having sex and not being married. So go ahead, let it die. Squash it all up. Hey, by the way, you can sell the limbs for money. You know, make some money off of that little guy over there, little gal. They're defenseless. That's evil. That's as evil as you get. And the Democrats support it. Lock, stock, and barrel. They voted lock, stock, and barrel to do that. I don't know. They put these abortion clinics. Most a lot of them are in the black communities. The gal that started that thing, she was against. She was against blacks. I can't think of her name right now. It escapes me. She was against blacks. Oh, well, let's just put them over here and they'll kill themselves. Okay, yay. All right, can't wake up. I tell you, I learned that when I helped Chickaloo Nation. Tried to. Their driver's license. They set me up. It was an FBI sting. They got a $3 million grant by old Nick Baggage, the guy that does the Galcana stuff that calls himself a doctor that don't have a PhD. He admits it on his own page, but he got a I don't know what they do. They give him that title, but it's not, you know, just they just call him that as a thing of, I don't know, recognition or something. He's not a doctor. He's a crook, like his brother, Mark Baggage. He's a crook. He was our senator for Alaska. He's just like Murkowski, pure evil. But anyway, the Northwest Ordinances said that. So now, if we go to the H.R. 51 that these people voted on, and all the Democrats voted it in the House of Representatives, what does it say? You see, of course, I've done this so long because I've researched out Alaska. I can.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Okay, we're back. Can we prove that the Democrats that voted on this statehood bill, all you gotta do is read it. All I gotta do is read it. There's a couple of things. It's just glaring. It says right here, upon issuance of a proclamation, and of course that's the president, which I'll get to, but is declared to be a state of the United States of America. What's wrong with that statement? State of the United States means you are underneath and subservient to the United States of America. You're supposed to be one of, separate, standalone. Yeah. One of. They just changed one word or two. You just can't make that stuff up. I don't know what to say. It's frustrating to me when you see this stuff. But it takes practice to be able to read it. So then it says state of the United States of America. So that means that they're a subservient. That means they're a corporate entity underneath it, and declared, admitted into the union on an equal footing with the other states in all respects whatsoever. That is what California said. It said with the original states. Now, how do we prove it? It's easy to prove in this whole document. Always go to the definitions. Always go to the definitions. And you go down here to the definitions. And let me get to it here. I'll find it here in a minute, the definitions in this thing. They define state. Now, they define state. Let me find it here. I haven't quite got to it yet here. I've got some other stuff highlighted in this thing. I was reading through it. I just couldn't believe this thing. Unbelievable. So now, let's see here. We go to the definitions. And then they've got to have a compact. It's not supposed to have written contracts for that type of state. If you're one of the several states, we're not supposed to be having compact. Here it is right here. State defined. In this section, the term state, in quotation mark, means, that's exclusive use. So like dog means cat, dog means moon, whatever. It has no relationship to the dictionary. It's a complete brand new, exclusive use of that word or term. Means each of the several states, including the state of Washington, D.C., it has to do with voting stuff. But it's only in that section that excludes the beginning section, where it says it's coming on equal footing with the other states. So it's not used up there. Right there. Just that quick. It conclusively proves that D.C. was not coming in on an equal footing with the other states, and they also have a vote in the Electoral College. I have no damn idea why, because they're not supposed to, but they do today. And it says in here that they're... let me find the RQ. I think it says they're electors, too. Yeah, here we are, right here. They have qualified electors in D.C., and the only people that exist in D.C. are what? Citizens of the United States. It's pure, pristine. You don't have to argue about citizens of the several states. Is a citizen of the United States got to pay income tax? Yes. Well, if he, it, has to pay it, don't you think it has application only to citizens of the United States? Otherwise, it'd be discriminatory. Golly, we can't have discriminatory. Oh, golly, golly, we got to have, oh, no race, color, religion, or anything on discriminatory. I wonder how that works out in Alaska. Let's see, if I'm a citizen of the United States, and I am a, quote, Alaska native in Dillingham, I don't got to pay property taxes. If I'm a citizen of the United States, an Alaska native, I can go out and pick up ivory and sell it. Paleface can't do that. Sounds a little discriminatory, you think? If I'm out Otna, which I worked on the Alaska pipeline, I was the lead tech out there, troubleshooter. I can go out and I can put a trap on the private property and trap fox, and I'm so damn lazy, I don't even get around and clean and go after my traps, and we got a lot of three-legged foxes. Paleface can't do that. I can go in the Gulcana River and have a fish wheel on the side that I can drive to. Paleface can't do that. For salmon, I can go take my fish wheel, unload all the salmon, go into the bar, and sell the damn fish outside. It's illegal. Lots of natives do it. Nobody bothers them. Well, you think there might be a little bit of prejudicial stuff going on here? I think.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay. Let's deal with another subject. This is a current case where they're going after Trump. Everybody likes to go after Trump. You know why? Because he can't be bought. And he's trying to get the deep swamp, the deep state up there, the pure evil in D.C., and it is just beyond belief. Let me just sidetrack from General Flynn. I went in and looked at that case. That's going to be on my homepage, too, here next week, with a write-up on it. Sidney Powell, General Flynn, they had to take him out. Why? Because he knew too much about the intelligence agencies and how it works, so they'd never been able to pull off the hoax of the Russian nonsense, that old Schiff and Pelosi and Schumer and all them other pieces of garbage over there did. They almost impeached a president with no law and no law, nothing and no facts. Now, if they can go after Trump and get that far up there, we're in trouble, folks. Because if we don't wake up and get some education, a little bit of facts, and get off our butt, my people die for a lack of knowledge in Hosea, Bible. Better wake up. Spend a little time, because the things that I'm talking about affects everybody. IRS affects everybody. We're in the matrix. You don't own your car. You don't know your citizenship. You don't have, well, how would we know these things? Nobody teaches it to us. We're lied to. We're totally lied to. General Flynn was ordered by the appellate court in D.C., which, by the way, is not limited in the constitutional sense. It can do administrative law and laws of the United States. The courts that are in the several states cannot, they are prohibited from dealing with the administrative state regulations. They can't deal with it because there's no case of controversy. Got that in the Attorney General's opinion and all kinds of Supreme. They can't deal with it, but they do it all the time. Because the courts out here, the United States District Courts, aren't Article III courts, which is where we're working on the Mooney's got a case right now in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. I'm going to get that on there. That should be a must read. 14,000 words and 998 pages of appendix of evidence of the overthrow of our republic. It's their stuff. I love reading their stuff. I got loose lips. Can't keep government secrets. But anyway, getting back to General Flynn, they got more information. The appellate court, 2-1, said turn the man free, because guess what? But they filed. Who does the prosecutions? The executive. So if the executive says, you know what, there was no crime, we didn't have the authority to do this, we don't want it, we want this man turned free. And the defense agrees, because they say you withhold Brady material, all types of exculpatory evidence, and they just got some more they filed in Friday to show that this goes all the way to Obama and Biden. Who would have thought? Yeah, right. Anybody that, nothing like this could have gone on. Obama was sitting at the steering. He was steering this, him and Biden. Will they ever be prosecuted? I don't know. Probably not. It should be. They broke the law. No man is above the law. So anyway, they got this more exculpatory evidence saying, yeah, this man, he didn't do anything. The FBI says he didn't do anything. There's no crime. And Sullivan, Judge Sullivan, he's the one that was presided over our senator up here, Stevens, that got convicted and then it got overturned. He won't go there. I don't want to turn this guy loose. He wants to act like a prosecutor. Let's see, if the prosecuting, the executive says we're not going to prosecute, who the hell is going to prosecute him? Duh. Hey, judge, you're supposed to at least pretend that you're neutral. You're not supposed to be an inquisitor. We're not back in the Star Chamber, but in reality, all courts in America, short of the Supreme Court of the United States, are some type of Star Chambers. I can prove it. Just got to look and see how they do it. Certain parts, it's really slick the way they do some of this stuff. They're Star Chambers. They use the trilemma. Confess your sins, my son. And then do it under the penalties of perjury. And if you don't, we'll find you contempt, take your property, or lock your butt up. That's the three parts of the cruel trilemma. Self-incrimination. IRS does it all times on books and records. Right out in the open. They file into these United States District Courts, which are Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9. They're legislative courts, and I got two cases where they say they are. And they say that judge, the exercising the judicial power of a district court, not judicial power of the United States, which is the Constitution, the judge is representing the court. And the other one says, the court's under the control of Congress, so the judge is representing what Congress wants. That's why they had to make these United States District Courts. Because you see, regulations, the headless fourth branch of government, they can't come into a constitutional court, so we'll create a new court. But then they say, oh, we're Article 3. That's what they're doing in Mooney's case, which is in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. We're an Article 3 court! Do you know what they don't do? They don't talk about exercising judicial power of the United States or exercising judicial power of a district court. Oh, wait a minute. I just like the name. I'm the president of the United States, but I don't have an election. No, I never had an election. I don't need all that stuff. I'm just the president of the United States. Oh, that works real well. You literally cannot make up how these attorneys deal with stuff. They're liars. Most of them are flat out liars. And what they do, one of the biggest tricks that I learned, you'll be talking about, let's say I'm talking about a cat. Next thing you know, they want to go over here and talk about a dog over in Taiwan. And then they want to make the whole brief about a dog in Taiwan. I mean, I'm going to talk about a putty cat in Alaska. They get you off point. And then they just go ad nauseum. Come and go fight. Well, it has nothing. There's no way to win because it's nothing to do with what's going on. They're really good at that. Just like this Article 3. We're an Article 3 court. And they quote unpublished cases that say the United States of America are the same thing, which anybody with an intelligent, an IQ of above 100, probably above 80, could figure out is absolutely not true, couldn't be true. The Constitution in the preamble says it's what? Constitution for the United States of America, setting up the government of the United States. So if these words were interchangeable, it would be the Constitution for the United States, setting up a government of the United States of America. Let's turn it around. The oath of office, in quotation mark. I'm taking an oath to the Constitution of the United States of America instead of the Constitution of the United States. The United States of America is an Articles of Confederation. That's the initial founding territory planned of the original colonies that were to become states. for a more perfect union within the several states, they created the Constitution of the United States. Shall source origin relationship between the subject and the object. The is an article, say the singular United States. It's amazing. They turn a word, they just leave one word out or add one word. But anyway, General Flynn, this judge, is going for an en banc. I want to have all of them judges in the appellate court rule on this issue to dismiss this case. It's nothing about justice. It's irrevocably a fact. There was no crime. It was a setup. And the evidence is in front of the judge. And he's, no, I'm not going to turn that guy loose. I don't want to. I want to have more hearing. This is the other one they do. Well, this pisses me off. You have another remedy. Yeah, you can stay under this nonsense and then go up and appeal to the Supreme Court of the United States and wait another year. But wait a minute, what happened to justice? There is no crime. There's no crime. There's no evidence. And you withhold evidence that shows that I was innocent. Oh, we can't do that. We don't do justice here. Roger Stone is another one. There's no crime. There's no facts. The jury member, the one that's ahead of the whole jury in there, she's against Trump. Hang, what's his name there? Let's hang him. Yeah, let's hang Stone. Can he get a new trial? No. How can you have a biased person on the jury that is the foreman and not get a new trial? Because you got corrupt judges. The thing that people have to understand is they're not constitutional judges. They don't owe anybody anything. They're all a lie. Every one of them. Clear up to the Supreme Court of the United States, and that's a fact. Their oaths are worthless. The civil commissions, if they have them, like in Alaska, they're supposed to have a civil commission appointed by the governor. You know how many judges in Alaska have one? None. He signs a letter and says, hey, thanks for being a judge. The governor does. Wait a minute. It says right here, by statute and constitution, you're supposed to be appointed with my signature. Oh, we don't do that no more. I got a letter admitting it. Just like in Alaska. Who are these people? Alaska, it's real easy. Finally found out. We got a judge over here, Vanessa White, got her into a corner, and she finally says, I don't need no damn oath of office. I don't need no civil commission. I got a law degree. That's all I need. Can't think of the word right now. It'll come to me in a minute. So she's got, and I signed legal documents at the bottom. She admitted it. And you go look at the court. They changed the court. It's for the state of Alaska. Imagine having a court for the state of Alaska. Let's go in. I'll have a court for Ralph Winterode. You think it might be a little prejudiced? And then you go look at the venue. The venue, they added one word. They went from the venue on the land in 1959 to 1974. They changed it to an administrative district in the Alaska Bar. They went from 3rd District to the 3rd Judicial District, which says in the charter in the Alaska Bar that it is an administrative district of the Alaska Bar. So you're going into the Alaska Bar's pretend court, presided over by a bar member that has a Rule 5 and Rule 64 that says, I can't do constitutional law, you dumb shits, don't you read? They print this stuff. How am I supposed to figure this out if you don't do what I do all the time? took me a long time to wade through the nonsense to get down to the meat of these people. And without Westlaw, you have no chance. Just go out and protest with Black Lives Matter. What the hell? Find something else to do. Because going to a law library, you just have no—you're not going to keep up with these people. Just can't. I mean, I don't mean there's not things to be found at the law library, but I guarantee that you can do so much with Westlaw on the internet with word searches. There's no way, because I would not have ever guessed. I put in Third Judicial District, and it came up. The charter in the Alaska bar? You got to be kidding me. An administrative district, and they print it. It's in their charter. And you see, you find out, which we've sued a judge. I'm going to have that on my homepage and show you how we did it in Alaska. We didn't win, but Gladden decided to go away. Now he's back again. But you can sue him. Clear absence of all jurisdiction. And how do we do that? Because the judges in Alaska are, they say right there, number one, there's no elections for public officers. But you can't get them for a lack of oath. You can't get them for the lack of civil commission. But you can get them on clear absence of all jurisdiction. And when they admit that I'm in the Third Judicial District working for the bar, that wasn't created by the legislature. Gotcha. You have no defense. Boy, they do not want to go there. And I'm going to put that on my homepage and explain it. Wake up, people. I want to try to get us to wake up. I wish somebody would have woke me up a long time ago, because I've been chasing my tail and had my butt handed to me so many times. But I read their stuff. But anyway, like General Flynn, this judge thinks he's a prosecutor. He wants to have an en banc to free General Flynn. What the hell? Who's going to prosecute? The executive says, we're not doing it. So why is he doing it? Because he's an AO. Butthole. He's a Clinton appointee judge. He likes legislating from the branch. He hates Trump, but he hates anything to do with Trump. So he's going to just do his nonsense. He should be disbarred. You're impeached. What he's doing. Will it happen? No. Back in.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late-night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Okay. I'm going to talk here about Trump's case. I couldn't believe this one. It's Trump versus Vance. They've got an attorney general in the Southern District of New York. New York is, it's a shithole. It's all like it is. And it's going down the tubes. I don't have any sympathy for those people back there. Hell, they're killing Democrats. Or get on, I guess. I don't know. They burn them out, burn businesses. Loot. The police are backing down. Retirements are, they have to limit the number of retirements because the police are leaving. I would too. Who'd want them? They don't protect you. Because somebody says you laid a hand on me and they're going to be able to sue you. They want to try to get them to have their own insurance. Why would anybody do that job? What the hell with it? Let the city burn. Till the people wake up, I guess. I don't know. Can't save people from themselves. This is Trump versus Vance. He's a district attorney for the county of New York. And it's only got a Westlaw site. But the part that caught me by total surprise that they would print this. And then you see the way around it of what they're doing. They printed in this case, in New York, a grand jury subpoena, it's actually a subpoena deuces tecum, which has come to court and produced documents, need not be supported by probable cause unless you can prove it has no conceivable relevance to the legitimate object of the investigation. So what's that mean? What is probable cause? This is why prosecutors are out of control. Because you see, on the constitutional English common law that the federal system adopted and is mandated to use, states are not. States can throw the law of equity and all that out the door. The federal courts, the courts of the United States is the correct term, cannot do that in the several states. They are of limited jurisdiction. Supreme Court of the United States is mandated to stick to the English common law. So how do these prosecutors get away with it? Imagine this prosecutor, he's on this gal that supposedly his attorney Cohen paid off, some gal that he might have shacked up with or something, who cares, before he became president. It's irrelevant. What is to stop prosecutors from doing what that guy in New York is doing, Vance? What's a check and balance? Stop and think about this. This guy goes to a grand jury and says, I want a subpoena duces tecum. I want to subpoena all of Trump's tax records. I want to look into everything because I have a hunch that he might have paid off some money. What's wrong with that? What's to stop all prosecutors from doing that? Nothing. Except you then, like everybody thinks that Trump lost. No, he didn't lose. All they did is send it back to a lower court, and now we're in for another battle, and another battle, and another battle. Because Trump has to defend and say, no, wait a minute. What's your legitimate purpose? Where's the crime? Back up.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.